Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is there any special menu for the Lang household for the Super Bowl?
Very, I would say, just traditional, you know? We usually have a few people over, not a big party or anything, but, you know, maybe 10, 12 people, some kids, you know, some of my kids' friends, and give the kids something to do. But chicken wings are a must. You know, I love these little, you know, sometimes the Italian meatballs, you know, the small ones.
Sure.
You can either put barbecue sauce on them. You know, my wife made this. It's almost like a spicy grape jam. They're outstanding. You wouldn't think they're good.
Grape when
you
jam. Think,
it's like a grape jelly that you mix with some sort of hot sauce.
You lost me.
I'm telling you, it sounds jelly on top of your meatballs. I had the same exact reaction you did when she told me she was making it. I was like, just stick with the barbecue.
Yeah.
And she made it. And I'm like, you know what? Like, pretty damn good. We could have that every party now. I like it. But
is there some typical spice?
Yeah, there is a little bit of spice, a little bit of sweet. It's almost like a sweet and sour. It's solid though. My favorite, man, I gotta tell you, just this to snack on, probably the jalapeno poppers. You know, you take you scrape the jalapenos out.
Oh, sure.
You have them, you mix in some cheese, some breadcrumbs, some bacon, you sprinkle it on, you bake it, get a little crispy top. Like, that's always a go-to for my house as well. And
well, I got a little twist.
A lot of snack stuff, you know, just a lot of traditional chicken wings, you know, just little tiny, you know, hand foods and pick at for, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours before the game, during the game, after the game. That's pretty much how we roll on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, so we're going to start a new tradition in the Jansen house, but we're not going to stray from one that we've had going. The one that we've had going is kind of a spin on your jalapeno poppers, and I think our listeners know that every year, I only make them once a year, and it's my bacon bombs. It's a tater tot. You put a little slice of cream cheese on top of the tater tot, a jalapeno, a little slice of jalapeno on top, and you wrap it in bacon.
Oh, you've told me about this before. Yeah,
love those. And so those obviously will happen.
Now, do you bake them? Do you fry them? How do you do it? You just put them in the oven.
You know what? I've tried frying them before, and because of the way I put the cream cheese in there, it just kind of destroys the whole fryer and you know, doesn't do well.
So you got to make the bacon bomb, but you got to wrap it in like a like a little breading or something. Then you could deep fry it.
Then
it'll stick together.
Dip in a little tempura. You can deep fry it.
Put a little flour on it.
I may try that. But no, so we'll do the bacon bombs, but this year we're going with a food that is specific to each city. All right, so for Kansas City, and I kind of fell into this one because I always make ribs. So we thought, okay, well, if we're doing the ribs for Kansas City, we're going to have to do cheesesteaks for Philly. So we're going to have kind of a combo of appetizers will be the bacon bombs. And then for our meal, which we'll eat sometime around halftime, maybe a little bit before, just because it's going to be a little later for the kids, we'll have ribs on one side, and then we'll have some Philly cheesesteaks on the other. And it'll be the first time I'm making a Philly cheesesteak at home. So I'm going to have to make sure I go get some Cheese Whiz and try a bunch of different types of cheese. But for the most part, that's going to be the menu at our house. And I'm pretty fired up for this. It was my wife's idea to add the cheesesteaks.
I mean, you can't really go wrong with meat and cheese on bread. I mean, that's a pretty simple man's delight right there.
It is. and one of the tweaks I'm going to make is I love like, you know, giant pretzels. I love pretzel buns on burgers. So I'm going to go with the hoagie style pretzel bun for my cheesesteak. And I know it's a little bit thick, and I know those from Philly would disagree, but you're not in my house, so I don't care. So that's going to be for that.
Piss
but
off.
When the game kicks off, let's talk about that a little bit.